football on Off the Ball.
It was ferocious, incredible. The intensity from the stands just transmitted itself onto the pitch, and the city couldn't breathe.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
We are joined now by legendary Republic of Ireland centre half Paul McGrath. Paul, would you have been proud of the performance that Richard Dunn put in there today?
I don't think I could have, to be honest. With people coming at you as much as the Russians have tonight, today, I think, that's a remarkable performance he's put in. And I think without Richard being there, I think it would have been a very different scoreline, to be honest.
Is Dunn sort of well cut out for that kind of thing? As the game was progressing, I was sort of thinking, this is his type of match. It's down in the trenches. He's just got to be the wholehearted player that he is. He's got to be brave and he's got to be strong. And he's never let us down on those fronts.
Oh, and I think you've hit it on the head there. I think he loves the actual physical side of the thing. You know, when we're up against it, when we're expected to get beaten, Richard's one of those players that says, well, we may be expected to get beaten, but this is when we're gonna shine. You know, I would have, there was a few young people around him tonight, so a few inexperienced people around him tonight. I know Kelly's been there a while and stuff like that, but with Darren beside him, and Ward on the other side, I thought he had to be a leader tonight, and boy, did he step up to the plate and lead. I thought he was magnificent tonight out of this world.
I would have thought the concentration levels can be difficult to maintain, because you mentioned the amount of players that were coming at him at various times during the match, just to keep focused and make sure not to make even one mistake that could lead to a goal.
Yeah, well, to be fair, I think, we all saw the game. I think if the Russians had a little more, maybe just slowed it down in front of goal a little bit, or they had their chances, but the Irish players just seemed determined to throw themselves in the way and, you know, block everything. And of course, Shea, you have to mention Shea as well, being an old-timer now. Some of the first couple of saves that he pulled off were fantastic, so... You know, I think Trapattoni has that thing now ingrained into the players that, look, even if you have to dive, you know, and get hit in the face or wherever, we will not let goals in. And that seems to be instilled into the team, and that's what they're doing. And tonight, I thought Russia could have scored 5 and 6 goals, but then we come away and haven't scored one, and we've got a draw. And I think the whole country should be happy with the result they've managed to pull out tonight, Ireland.
Ooh, despite all the chances we gave up, would you be a lot happier with what you saw today even than what you saw on Friday night?
Yes, I would, actually. I thought Friday night we gave the ball away a lot needlessly. You know, I didn't think we were as confident as the today as we were today. You know, there was some sloppy pass, and it was just, I think we expected the game was going to be a lot easier on Friday than it was. And, I think they took advantage of it. And again, if Sean St-Leger hadn't thrown himself in, particularly in front of one shot, I think we could have lost that game, and we could have been probably out of the competition already. But, tonight was the fighting Irish spirit, especially at the back. I mean, and I have to say that about the front lads as well, because McGeady, you know, was saving crosses going over, and the same with Duffer. He on the other side, they were coming back blocking crosses going across. So, you know, it was a really good performance. But you have to say that Russia were the better team by far.
Yeah.
And the way they knocked it around, it made it very, very difficult for us to really get anything up front going. So,
is tonight the level we're at, though, Paul? Given that the management have been in place now for almost two entire qualification campaigns, should we not be able to go over to even a difficult place like Moscow and impose our own style of play on the thing a little bit, rather than just depending on Dunn and Given and these other guys making last-ditch tackles?
That's the worry, in fact, for me, Owen, that we don't go over and we do never really test the goalkeeper, let's be honest about it. I mean, we have to, I don't know how we're going to do it with the players that we have now and at the ages that some of our players are getting to, how we are going to find Cox. I thought did reasonably well when he came on. Like, he looks a bit of a put himself about sort of person, but we don't seem to have a gradual progression of someone coming through who's going to be able to put the goals in the back of their net. And that's a worrying aspect for me. Or even from, if I'm honest, from midfield, I thought, you know, the way the Russians were able to fire things through midfield up to the their front men, and we didn't seem to have any way of stopping them doing it. And that's something you have to address, because otherwise, you know, in those games, we, to be fair, we should have been beaten tonight. But I think the more that goes on, the more we are going to get beaten, and that's is going to be very worrying.
Is there, at this stage, there's a lot of talk about whether or not Trapattoni is going to be getting a new contract. Do you think he's done enough with the team? Do we have to wait and see how the last few games go before making a decision on whether or not we should keep himself and Tardelli on for another campaign?
I genuinely think he's done a very, very good job with the players that we have. You know, I don't think technically we're a great team, to be honest. And I think that was shown up a little bit tonight. It might be the system we're playing, but I genuinely think we've got a lot of young players coming in now, and so we're not going to be as effective as maybe we were in the past. But yeah, I definitely think he deserves another go at this, because I think we're, you know, I think that's 7 clean sheets or something on the spin. The problem we're having now is that we seem to be so concentrating on defending that we're forgetting, you know, goals win games, and you know, Robbie's getting to a stage where he's run himself to a standstill, but that's not what we want. We want, you know, a little bit of skill, and the ball's getting put into the box that would suit him so he can put them in the back of the net. And that, there seem to be a few crosses that were easy. We had time on the ball to make one or two crosses in, but we just didn't put in any decent crosses so someone could attack them. And even Kevin Doyle, who was good in the air, I don't think there was one cross put in for him. So that's a disappointing thing as well. So Trapattoni, I still think, has built us into a team that can stop other teams, you know, beating us. But in all truth, tonight, I thought we were the second best by a long chalk, and we're very, very lucky to get out with what we got out with.